see on here that case number 12702 has been withdrawn. Just wanted to make that part of the record. Additional business?
Yes, we have two time extension requests. The first one is case number 12225 Old Orchard Ventures LLC. This is a request for a one-year time extension to extend, again, case number 12225 for until September 10th, 2023. 1 year.
And just as a, I don't know that any of you were necessarily on the board at that time. Mr. Williamson might have been. But we had a hearing on this, and it was appealed, and it was appealed again, and it went to the Supreme Court. So that delayed the finality of the board's decision. Under our code, board decisions are not considered final until all appeal periods have been exhausted, which, based upon the Supreme Court, their ruling came out in September of 2020. So that's when that appeal period finally ended. Our decisions are valid for 2 years, and an applicant is allowed to seek one extension of up to 1 year, and the board may approve it for good cause shown. So that's what you have before you. I wanted to give you a little background because this one was, it seems like it's a long time ago, and you may go, well, why is it that that's the reason there was some appeals to it?
I will say the site plan is active with the department, and it's underway. So the applicant is moving forward with it diligently.
Is there anyone present?
Well, these typically we don't necessarily have to have, unless the board had questions, typically we don't. Yeah, this isn't a public hearing part.
So we're just, whether we grant a time extension or not.
They're actively going through with the site plan.
Yes, some revisions were needed for the site plan to meet requirements of other agencies. So we are moving forward with it. Yes.
So you said 2020. I imagine it was along with COVID, a lot of things going on. Also, that might have slowed some things up.
Could have been.
I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the one-year time extension for case number 12225, Old Orchard Ventures, LLC. I believe they've shown good cause.
Second.
Motion and second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12225 for Old Orchard Ventures, LLC, is granted a one-year time extension. On to case number 12587.
Yep. Roland and Lisa Bell are also seeking a one-year time extension that will extend their approval through to October 18th, 2024.
Same thing. This one just did not have, it didn't go through the appellate process, but the same section of our code applies up to 1 year if good cause is shown. I know we have a letter from their attorney kind of explaining the applicant's reasons for seeking the extension and frankly why they're seeking it so early in their process. I think that their argument for that.
Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the one-year time extension for case number 12587, Roland and Lisa Bell. I believe they've shown good calls.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12587 for Roland and Lisa Bell has also had a one, we are adding a one-year time extension to that. Is there any additional business?
I will note we are not on, we're not doing it 2 weeks from tonight. It'll be 3 weeks from tonight because Juneteenth is 2 weeks from today. So we will be back. We have an extra week off.
27.
And then in July, we have back-to-back week. So we make up for it.
Yay. Motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Nay.